Mission Network News, two-minute version, Wednesday, February 2nd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. As the votes are being counted in Iraq, Christians are still being threatened with violence. The threats aren't keeping them silent, though. According to Sat7, Christian satellite television for the Middle East and North Africa, they've started churches, and now a pastor has created a new television program. Sat7's Debbie Brink.
We met a pastor who is actually the chairman of the Council of the Iraqi Evangelical Churches, who has developed a program, and we're going to be airing it starting in February. So it's the first Christian program from Iraq to Iraq.
Next, food, shelter, medical aid, and locating loved ones were the critical needs following the tsunami, but that was phase one. Phase two is responding to the spiritual aftershocks, and the Bible League is helping with that. Survivors are being slammed by the recoil of grief and shock. They need answers, they need hope, and they need God's Word. The Bible League needs your help in providing Christians with Bibles who can point the survivors to Christ. A $4 gift is all it takes. Go to our website to get connected. And Ukraine's new President Viktor Yushchenko is moving ahead to put his country on a reformist footing. A part of that includes the request to be a part of the European Union. The question is, what will that mean for adoptions for Christian organizations like Bethany Christian Services? Bethany's Christian Reuters.
I don't know that anybody's making predictions of the adoption process changing right now. I think that's too uncertain because of the newness of the elections. But families continue to adapt out of Ukraine.
The greatest thing is being able to share Christ with these children. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Strategic World Impact's new DVD, Revolution, is available at 1-800-995-4828. Learn how God might use you to reach out to those affected by war, persecution, or natural disasters like the tsunami. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.